On the hills of Los Angeles, you can see 9 white letters that have come to symbolize American movie making. However, this view of the iconic Hollywood sign could soon change as real estate developers attempt to buy the land on Cahuenga Peak for $12.5 million. The Trust for Public Land and their president, Will Rogers, has launched a campaign to save the peak.
You know, having houses on along that ridgeline as the backdrop to that sign would be a travesty. I mean, to the extent that sign itself in its iconic way is such a wonderfully recognized symbol world round, and this effort has gotten global attention.
The land is also important for other reasons.
It's got terrific trails. It's got wonderful views. It's visible from everywhere. It's got, you know, it's important habitat for a bunch of different plant and animal species and important human habitat as well. So even if the sign weren't there, we'd be working hard to protect this special place.
Hollywood has stepped up and donated $9 million.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, CBS Corporation, Lucasfilm, NBC Universal, Sony Pictures, Steven Spielberg, 20th Century Fox, Warner Brothers, Walt Disney. It's quite a list. You know, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. And you have Governor Schwarzenegger standing up and saying, you know, we've got to do something about this.
More donations are needed.
You know, we're still $3 million short at this point, and there are a number of conversations going on, and certainly the being able to, you know, cover the sign with the word Save the Peak got enough attention so that we've got a lot of good conversations going on about how we're going to get this thing over the top. So we're cautiously optimistic, but there are no guarantees.
Will Rogers put it to Los Angeles to step up.
Be not a very flattering statement about the citizens of Los Angeles and their willingness to protect, you know, their iconic landscapes, and it would just, it'd be ugly.
The Trust for Public Land has until the 14th of April to raise the necessary funds. Ken Vandermeeren.